You're listening to RVA Loves Poetry, a podcast where RVA students and teachers talk about the poems that we love. After examining some of our favorite poems with both mind and heart, we hope you'll love them too. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Hi, and welcome to today's episode of RVA Loves Poetry. I'm Grace, and I'm going to be your host for today. And it is my absolute pleasure to present to you today's poem, which is I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud by William Wordsworth. I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud by William Wordsworth. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye which is the bliss of solitude, and then my heart with pleasure fills, and dances with the daffodils. So this poem has a special meaning for me due to the fact that I was first introduced to it when my grandma said she'd give $20 to the first of her grandchildren to memorize this poem. I don't think any of us actually ended up doing it, but it was then that I first read I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud, and I fell in love with it. One of the first things I noticed about this poem was the rhyme scheme, which goes in the form ABABCC. So for example, in the first stanza, the first and third lines rhyme, so cloud and crowd, the second and fourth lines rhyme, hills and daffodils, and the last two lines rhyme, trees and breeze. This rhyming helps give the poem a sense of unity between the stanzas, despite there not being much repetition in this poem. Another interesting thing that Wordsworth did in this poem is that he uses similes. The first one of these similes is found in the first few lines of the poem. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills. This is probably the most famous part of the poem because, you know, it's part of the title and all that, so we often end up overlooking it. But we really shouldn't, since it gives the sense that although he's wandering alone, he isn't upset about it, but is merely living his life. It really sets the tone for the poem. The second simile is in the first few lines of the second stanza. So, continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way. This simile gives the sense that there are far too many flowers to count. But, though he could have just said that, Wordsworth didn't, because the use of the simile gives the impression that it's a beautiful crowd, not an ugly mob, and that the flowers shine and catch your eye. Now, if you've ever read any of William Wordsworth's other poems, which you should, by the way, you might notice that he uses personification a lot, and this poem is no exception. The first example of this personification is in the line at the end of the second stanza that says, "Tossing their heads in sprightly dance." This line is personifying or making it seem as though the daffodils are alive, even though logically we know that it's actually the wind moving the flowers and not the flowers dancing. Using this wording tells us readers the daffodils are moving freely and energetically, which makes the line much more interesting. The second example of personification is seen in the next few lines of the poem at the beginning of the third stanza. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. The comparison of the waves on the lake to the daffodils puts an image in your head of the small waves on the water but with the flowers on the shore next to it moving a lot wilder and with greater perceived joy. It's fascinating how Wordsworth can use simply words to put such a clear image in our head. And it's just beautiful. I love this poem for its showcase of appreciation of nature at its simplest and most pure. Not caring what nature can do for us as we enjoy it is a skill that I feel, sadly, humanity is losing more and more. This poem is a wonderful reminder that we don't need to gain something from nature in order to enjoy it. With this in mind, we'll read the poem again and try to picture the scene and enjoy the nature described without wondering what's wealth is giving us. I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud by William Wordsworth. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils, beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils.